Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Yes, indeed. It is a terrific Tuesday. It's a Talent Tuesday. Woo! February 18th, 2020, 57 cloudy degrees, but it's nice and warm. Let's start with a little Black History nod, because I didn't watch the Oscars this year because I was sick of it. I want to celebrate Sidney Poitier, who was the first African-American to... Well, is he really African-American?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, nothing new.
Yeah, he's from a different place.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
The first Black man to win Best Oscar for his movies Lilies of the Field. Coincidentally, there have only been four total to win an Oscar in all these years. Hattie McDaniel, the first woman, she won in 1939, only been two. She and Halle Berry. Okay, we got to do better. That's all I'm saying. A really disturbing story, but it really did catch my attention today. Hard to believe, but the Boy Scouts of America, they filed for bankruptcy protection. Yes. All these sex abuse lawsuits have prompted this legal action. The Boy Scouts say they intend to create a victim's compensation trust to pay the victims. But in the meantime, you know, they're trying to control all these costs because they're going to have to pay folks.
Did they sell cookies like the Girl Scouts? What did they?
No.
Okay,
no.
I didn't
they
know.
They did not.
No cooking line.
I did not know if they had a fundraiser.
How's going to have a conversation if they're going broke?
Well, they're trying to protect their assets from, you know,
was it that many?
It's despicable.
Allegations?
It's despicable, yes. And it's something that I don't remember really talking about 5 years ago, six years ago. So, yeah, for all the victims, I just hate it. That really makes me want to,
And
really
then for the people who
it.
Were Boy Scouts and Eagle Scouts, you know, that, you know.
Right.
Were you a Boy Scout, Mark?
I was not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was not.
And in this story, look, I understand. Sometimes this little racism thing, it just makes you want to shake somebody. Try to explain what you go through. I just don't think it's possible for people who are in a majority to understand what a minority goes through when you don't have an equal society. I just don't think it's possible.
Okay.
But I don't think you should do what one man did, which is kidnap a woman and force her to watch all 9 hours of Roots.
Oh, no.
Oh,
so she could understand her racism.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is where he really went wrong. The kidnapping.
The wrong
was bad
movie?
Enough.
Was that the wrong thing for him to
no,
make her
this
watch?
Is okay. When he told her, this is the bad and serious part, that he would kill her and spread her body parts across the interstate if she did not sit down and watch the show.
Oh, what? Goodness.
Yeah. So, of course, he's been charged with first-degree harassment and false imprisonment. But it's frustrating, but you can't ever, ever, ever do that.
Yeah,
I think he's trying to try.
Maybe
they
Black
were on,
History
a,
Month.
Maybe they
like,
were on a date or something, and he said, let's just watch Roots. And she's like, no, let's go out to eat. And then he was like,
yeah. But they're on a date for real.
I don't.
What's his name?
Actually, I don't know where the hell they knew each other. But,
I was going to say, his name might be an indicator if the name's on there. It was like.
I think you just lost his cool. But you cannot do that,
You can't
sir.
Force people
no,
to watch anything.
You can't, but especially 9 hours of Roots. In his mugshot, he is smiling. I guess he is not remorseful. Mm. His name is Robert Lee Noy.
Oh, damn, his name didn't even give it away. Robert.
No. Robert.
Poor Robert.
Oh, that's Bobby.
Yo, Bobby, crazy Bobby.
No, you can't do that.
Something.
I know it's frustrating, but
right.
Robert,
can't,
you can't do that. And
when they cut his foot off, that right there would have broke it right there. That broke me when I was a kid.
So you didn't feel like watching.
I ran out of that room so quick, I was like, no!
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Call now, 202-432-WHUR.